KKK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know what I like? You know what I like?
What do you like?
Sanka.
Huh? What was the name of the bully who wouldn't let you fish in that place?
Hody Snitch.
What if he was fishing there now and he came along and told you to get? Would you?
Of course not.
What would you say to him?
I'd say, Hody, you can't tell a man to get right when he's having a cup of new Sanka coffee. What's the matter with you?
What if he was bigger than you? What if he threatened to give you a knuckle sandwich?
I'd say, good. That'll go just fine with my Sanka that's got that rich, wonderful flavor that comes from a whole new blend.
And he's a whore, isn't he?
Yeah, good for
what
him.
What if he said you got to pay him to fish in that place?
I'd say you ain't getting that thing out of me but a cup of new Sanka. It's still 97% caffeine-free and you can drink all you want.
Now, you dumb hillbilly.
What if? What if you didn't ask so many questions? What'd happen then?
You wouldn't get to say all them things about Sanka.
That's right. You keep asking questions. Try new Sanka. The coffee for folks who love good coffee and plenty of it. I appreciate it, and good night.
Yeah, Andy. That makes Ronnie Howard a whore, too.
That is weird, man.
That's a weird commercial, ain't it?
What about the vagina?
Yeah, Opie. Exactly.
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Make sure you keep your pants on.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Right. You are so naughty.
You're so naughty.
I am.
Okay, so you got drunk at your high school reunion.
Well, you
don't
know,
remember it.
Here's the deal. It's wonderful to see these faces. I haven't seen many of them in 20-plus years. I went to my 10-year reunion. I didn't do any of the ones in between. So I did go to the open bar. It wasn't open bar. It was a cash bar. You know, one of those deals where you have to buy a little ticket before you get to... I hate that.
That sucks.
It's really adding a step that, you know, in my case... really advertises the obvious fact of my alcoholism
when
right
you
away.
Up and you're telling me, I want to buy 20
yeah,
tickets.
Yeah, give me 11 tickets.
I'd like a roll.
Give me 11 tickets. But yeah, I mean, the guy, I'm like, well, why should I do something that when I know I'm going to have mass quantities?
Was it like 3 for a mixed drink and 1 for a beer?
No, they actually had they had single tickets for beer and for mixed drinks. So,
oh, good.
So I did. I figured Carl and I were going to be having 5 each. So, because it's not like I went back to the ticket stand later on. That certainly didn't happen. And I decided that with the flavors they had, you know, of beer, I was going to go with vodka and soda with lots of lime. And
now hold on.
And there were two bartenders, Frick and Frack. Frick was a good pour. Frack was a bad pour.
Did we not or did we not get into discussion on this show where you said you do not drink vodka and Coke?
Vodka and Coke, soda water. I mean soda water.
Oh, soda water.
Not Coca-Cola. Pshaw.
I thought you meant, like, well, you've done that before, though.
I've consumed vodka and
you told me that. I thought that's what
Coca-Cola,
it was.
Coca-Cola, Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Maybe I've done that once or twice. No, this was soda water
soda
with lime.
Water.
Clear beverage, a clear drink.
I'm sure in our past we've all had a bad mixer with vodka. That's part of growing
up. Yeah, well, I mean, this is soda water. This is not a bad
that's
mixer.
That's fine, yeah.
This is just Frickin' Frack, the bartenders, and immediately I perceive Carly gets a drink from Frick, I get a drink from Frack, and I immediately notice the pouring style of Frick as opposed to Frack, and then befriend Frick immediately,
good,
knowing that he's going to be my friend for the
better
next few
be
minutes.
Friends with Frick than friends
but
with Frack.
As it usually
and
goes.
And fire truck. Remember, you can't spell fire truck with F and then all the other words, and then I think there's a CK at the end of it.
There may be.
Fire truck.
Exactly. And I think that he was not only my friend early, but he was probably my downfall later on in the evening. I think I comported myself rather well, really until the time that the festivities were over and Carl and I were... in the car somewhere, you know, I think going to McDonald's or something after it was all over, you know, to get something. No, we weren't going to McDonald's. We were in the parking lot next to the McDonald's because I got completely lost. And I took her out these back roads to my, you know, the wilds of the country area that I live in. And I didn't know where I was. And we finally made it back successfully. But I was like in and out of falling asleep because I was tired.
Pull a Goodman on her?
What's a Goodman?
Remember when we went to Minneapolis?
Yeah.
And he was like, hey,
no.
Hey, D&M, I want to stop and show you the pond no. when I went fishing no. when I was a kid.
No, this was simply tired out of it, stressed out from seeing, you know, not seeing people that I hadn't seen in 30 years. And this Barbara, this girl that I had dated back when, apparently, you know, was poking fun at me. And I said something to her, and then she followed me into the bathroom. And it was a bit of a scene, and then it was a fun scene. It was one, not a rowdy scene or a bad scene. All I know is that I saw my buddy Joey.
Why do you favor rape?
And Joey is so old. We're so old now that Joey and his lovely wife, Angela, who he's really my best friend from high school, you know, he was the one guy I wanted to see. And I'm hanging out, and I remember that they were planning on having a few drinks and had their 22-year-old daughter, this makes me feel old right here, had their 22-year-old daughter picking them up at the place and giving a ride home, and me sitting out on the patio late at night just telling this girl what a wonderful person her parents were. Oh, you know, one of those deals. I just want to tell you a little bit about your mom and dad. You know, they have loved each other for so long. I remember it was one of those kind of deals, and I just know that's how it had to sound. But it was positive, you know, and really nobody, I didn't get any fights or anything like that.
Good.
There were no altercations of any kind that I can really remember. I think that Kevin Didden, who I played hockey with, might have called me gay because I said he looked so young after all these years.
No,
and it was
did.
One of those high school ways where he said, all right, man, Jesus, you know, ease up, okay? I know you're thinking, no, man, you really look young. You really, really look young. And then Barb, the lady that followed me into the bathroom, apparently told Carla that she needs to tuck her breasts into her dress at one point
told
in the
Carla
evening. Told Carla that. It was kind of a, you know, little meow with Carla. But,
I thought he sucked.
And then the following day, I've got to get up and get the kids all together and drive back to Virginia because
you get on the auto train.
So the next day I can get on the auto train.
I don't know who's going
to
ask.
And Carla's got to go back to work, so because I'm going down to the auto train with my kids to go to Disney and then go down. And Carla's joining us later.
This came up over vacation, and I'm not ball busting here. How old is Carla?
Carla is 26.
Good.
There is a 21-year age difference. What was the discussion?
Bart's girlfriend is 25.
Yeah. Well, believe me, I've been through all that crap.
Yeah.
I've been through all the, you know, so-and-so is this age. It's with my niece. My niece is, I think, older than Carla is now. I think. I'm not sure. But you know, they're all in that age group.
You know,
that's so
say.
Old now. Carla and I have been together almost 4 years, so it's not that. I've been through that. And she is very skillful in a social situation, as I'm sure you can attest to, kind of disarming people about that because it's like she doesn't let that affect her.
No, she's real good like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm 10 times, as you know, I'm 10 times more uptight about it, especially going to my 30th year reunion. You know, I was just like, you know, I walked in, you know, with Carla, and we're hanging out together, and then she's having a conversation with somebody else, and she's on her own, and it was very, very cool. But at the very end of the evening, there was a little bit, hey, honey, why don't you tuck those in a little bit or something? And that was the girl Barb that I two women that I had dated.
Hey Barb, when did your ass turn to cottage cheese?
Barb did not look bad. Barb did not look bad. She had to, as far as, you know, women there.
Hey Barbaro,
but
why'd you lay off my girlfriend's boobs?
But I was mentioning, and this is the last thing I'll say about the reunion. You have to have name tags because really there are people you're not going to recognize. And the guys are guys. We put our name tags up here. We walk around with the name tags. And, of course, you'd see somebody and you'd go, hey. And then you look down and you go, hey, Dickie Allen. Right. How are you, man? Okay, I remember you. But you know what all the hens do from the class of 77? That just
hens.
Pissed me off
the
about
hens.
The third time
what
it was done.
Hens do,
and
Mike?
I guarantee you that all the women at reunions of this kind probably do the same thing.
What?
Every woman, they pull this BS on me where they'd come up and they'd cover their name tag with their hand and go, come on.
Guess who I am.
You know,
love
seriously.
That.
It starts with a C.
That pissed me off.
And they
I remember
all
coming
did
home
that.
Once and my father says C's are not allowed.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Somebody give me a C.
And then just to prove that we're still high school students, my friend Dave Manser put his name tag on his crotch, which I was like, yeah, class of 77.
That move
way
where you where the girls cover it, it's called the barb.
And really, some women that I had no memory of, you know, really, it's been so long. It's just like, because I got a couple of the ones, oh, come on.
Yeah, would you be tempted to go, okay, pig?
You were there. You were there.
Let me see. Hold on.
I was really like,
it's Christy Juno. How about cow?
Especially after the vodka got flowing. You know, and if one woman did that, like 10 women did that.
Oh,
and it's like,
God,
stop it. The guys aren't doing that. And you know how you look at somebody and you give a little look and you got I thought it was you, but I checked the name tag.
Yeah.
And so it was off on the ass train a couple
of days
later.
All right, so what happened on the ass train?
Ass train, I can sum this up in two major occurrences on the ass train. Carla believes.
That's the auto train.
Carla believes that that she might have gotten bitten by something on the train.
Sure,
you know, that there might have been. I don't believe this for one second. I think it's a
like what,
like something in the bed
by a VD bug or something.
I don't know, some kind of
a scabie.
Who knows? But it's all past now. I don't think it really happened. The first way on the way down, when it was just me and the kids, we every 5 seconds. I firmly believe that the ventilation in the toilet, the community toilet that has to be used because we had one of the family bedrooms that doesn't have its own toilet. I'm trying to get to
why
sleep.
Why wouldn't you pay for your own toilet if you're going to be on
it's,
a train?
I paid for the biggest room.
If you're going to be on a train with your family. A train. Going to be on a train for 2 days.
If I'd gotten
get your own crapper.
Because we needed the bunks. And they go in. It's you either get two or you get four. And my daughters are 10 and 12 now. They need their own bunks. Daddy certainly needs his own bunk.
Right.
And then on the way back, we need all four bunks. And if you get the four bunks, you don't get the private toilet, which to me, it's a design flaw.
I don't make sense.
I think you really are. But if you get
the more people,
you're paying more for the four bunks.
You get your own private
crapper. You get more space, but you got to use the community crapper and the community shower. Now, look, I know I'm sorry.
But that sounds nice.
I know, but I loved it. I love the auto trade.
Sure.
I seriously do. The only thing that concerned me on the way
back.
How about
all the little hairs in the shower?
I didn't go near the shower. Look, you do the auto train.
You didn't bathe?
No, I waited till we got to the hotel in Orlando to bathe. That was nice. And then I waited to get home.
Nicer than 2 days on a train without bathing.
It's 1 day. It's 16 hours. It's 16 hours. And hey, the dining is great. You sit there and you're able to, you know, the countryside's going by and you're chowing down. And but you got to get there early if you're going to get the they have 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. And we got there late both times, so it was a 9 o'clock dinner. But it's the old way. It's the way people used to travel. You sit there, you have the countryside going by as you're eating a steak dinner. I mean, you can't beat that. It's fantastic.
What a load.
The sleeping is a little difficult because it's noisy, but I still love it. I think it's civilized. I really do think it's
wiki,
civilized.
Wiki, wiki, wild, wild west. That's all I think about. Wiki, wiki, wild, wild west. You'd be on one of those trains like Will Smith with the thing that went
wouldn't that be
all
cool?
The way around with Calvin Klein.
I mean, I would love that if it was like the old style. I would do the train travel anywhere. I love it. The only thing that concerned me is on the way back, there was a 2-hour delay, and we got in late. And when we got up to go to breakfast in the morning, you go down, and they're double-decker cars. So you're on the lower level, and you have to go upstairs and walk through a bunch of different train cars to get to the breakfast area.
Past a nice community hole.
And on the stairway going up, coming down, I don't know what had occurred either early in the morning or late at night, but on the wall and on the railing was blood. It was blood.
Only the finest, my friend.
And I, you know, was a little concerned about that. But it was. I give it a thumbs up. I know it might not sound like I'm doing that. I liked it. I don't like the ventilation. I don't like the smell of ass. But really, on the way back, the smell of butt was really coming from me. Primarily, I got a lot of Dad, and you know that was after the whole week of vacation. Too much fun,
yes.
Perhaps a little straying off of the diet, and then you know, little fast food prior. We were late getting to the auto train, so we had to eat all of our meals on the auto train. And if you don't have gas after eating a microwave cheeseburger, I don't think you're capable of generating methane. I think that's the way it is. And in between, just a great time. You know, it was a bonding time. It was really the longest period of time steadily that I'd had with my daughters in a very long time. It was great. And they both. I just want to give a tip of the hat to both my daughters who both made honor roll, which I think is pretty terrific. Catherine, Catherine for fourth quarter, and Elizabeth for the whole year. So I think that's good stuff. They're good kids, and we had a good time. They're smart enough, I believe, to know that Disney is Disney, and they tolerate Dad when Dad gets just Disney-fied because it's just Disney this and Disney that.
Yeah.
And people, here's just a tip, okay?
Any kids get their feet cut off or anything? Did anything good happen when you were there, Mike?
I'm trying to think if anything really good happened.
Injuries.
No.
Like Pluto molest any kids or anything? Are those good Disney stories we like so bad?
No, I was waiting for one to happen. Believe me, I would have made one happen myself if I could have. But it didn't. It didn't go that way. The only thing we did was get up super early because it's very hot down there, obviously, and get in the park early and leave when the throngs of people. I mean, to say crowds is – it's insanity. It's truly insane. I don't know how people do it. You do it if you get in early and you can hopefully have kids that are old enough where you can go, listen, this is not going to happen. We are going back to the hotel.
Or you're like one of those dickwad families that goes down there and seriously has everything color-coded and has the books. And they're like, okay, now it's going to be Tomorrowland,
right,
followed by this. Junior, what are you doing? Having a good time? Stay on schedule.
I mean, my kid, Catherine, was so cool that she would say to me, it's the last day. And we say, well, we've got the Magic Kingdom to go to. We've got MGM Studios, the Animal Kingdom. And I said, you really want to know what's not going to be very well traveled?
Strip club. The Gold Club in Orlando.
That's where we won't have a crowd. I guarantee you. No, I said Epcot will probably be the less traveled. And Catherine says, well, do they have any rides? I said, yeah, they got some rides.
They got the ride that's called This Sucks So Bad. You're going to wish you were back in Virginia.
They had some good. They had you're talking about Speed World? They had the NASCAR experience there, that was actually pretty cool. That was
cool.
And there was one or two others, and then we did that. But they weren't needy, and then we would ride the shuttle bus back, and you would see this is the family that I'm amused by. It's the family that has the oldest child being 3 years old with the youngest being an infant and then maybe a one-year-old in between. And they've gone to Disney thinking they have children and that it's for children.
Right.
Well, it's not for children that age. Right. It's not even remote. Those kids, what would you estimate really a three-year-old is probably 3 years away from Disney age?
At least.
Four?
You know, come on. If they still poop their pants.
Yeah.
You know, don't take them down there. Don't waste other people's times.
But this is another warning.
I know you agree, Buzz. You hate strollers.
That's right.
Strollers. Oh, Buzz.
See?
Buzz, go to Disney in June,
and let me
tell you about strollers.
I know about strollers.
Because they could have their own park called Stroller Land.
Exactly. That's
and
it
would be Stroller Land and also Rascal Land, where all the people go on, hey, you're not really handicapped. Uh-huh. You're not really handicapped, fat legs. You're really not. No problem.
Hold on there, Mike.
Yes.
We got a break.
All right, can I just say one thing before we break?
Of course.
Speed Pass. That's their gimmick down there.
To get in front of every line?
Speed Pass. What it is, here's how it works, okay? This is how they say it works.
Yeah.
You go to the favorite attraction that you want to ride, and you put your ticket inside the Speed Pass machine, and then it'll shoot you out a little time to come back, and then you won't have any line whatsoever, and life's good to go, okay?
Right.
Would you like to know the time factor? Would you like to know what Speed Pass is really about?
What did Disney do for you?
11:30 in the morning. 11:30 in the morning, I put my little Speed Pass in Mount Everest. The scary little ride, Everest, all right? 11:30. You know what time it tells me to come back? 6:15.
P.M.?
6:15 p.m.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
I'm going to spend 14 hours in your park, humps. Yeah, that really helped me out. Thanks for the favor.
You're glad to be back, aren't you?
Jesus.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.